The Athletics trying to salvage the final game of their series against the Mets at Citi Field. Marcus Semien trying to do his part in the first inning facing Rafael Montero.
And Brian Gorman's over third as Marcus drills one to left. Conforto going back, turning around. He will watch it fly. And Semien gives the A's the lead with a top of the first inning home run, 1-0 Athletics.
1-1 fly ball to left. It's back. Conforto's at the track, at the wall. And it's 28 for Chris Davis. Just reached out and clubbed it into the seats in left field.
And here's the pitch by Gossett. And it's swung on line, and Gossett catches it. Wow, how do you like that? Self-defense. A wicked shot right up the middle, and somehow the ball found the glove of Daniel Gossett.
Talking about the Mets. 2-0 pitch, fly ball to left. Off the end of the bat a little bit. Now it carries. Conforto was fooled. Now he's on the track and fooled no more. It is gone. Matt Chapman does it again as he sends one over the wall in left field.
He is ready. And now the 1-1 delivery. And Casilla throws. And Darno hits it in the air. It's playable back at first. A pop fly, fair territory. Alonso's there. He makes the catch. And Casilla nails it down. And the A's have beaten the Mets on this Sunday.
The A's salvaged the final game of their series with the Mets, taking the finale 3-2. The Oakland bullpen works three scoreless frames as Santiago Casilla gets his 16th save. Matt Chapman, Chris Davis, and Marcus Semien each finished with two hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Athletics salvaged the final game of their series against the Mets. Marcus Semien went deep in the win. He spoke after.
Yeah, I feel great. I feel healthy. Just trying to be ready to hit. And I got a little bit more pitches to hit this series, and I was able to do some damage.
Yeah, I mean, before we talk about all your hits, talk about tracking a ball as you did Friday with Jarrell Cotton, throwing a side in the bullpen. You said, I wanted to go down, stand at the plate, track some baseballs. What did that do for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to start getting ready earlier. You know, I was when we were at home, I really had some tough spells where I wasn't seeing the ball, but I wasn't ready to hit, so I couldn't hit anything. That made me chase. That made me miss pitches I wanted to hit. So I just tried to shorten things up and be earlier, and it helped me a little bit.
Yeah, it helped you today. Very first inning, Rafael Montero. Tell us what you know about this guy, and you didn't wait around because that's when you hit your home run in the very first inning.
Yeah, I mean, none of us have seen him. So I was just trying to get a pitch up in the zone. He threw the first one right over the plate, and then that one was pretty much the same spot, and I was ready for it. And I was just glad to get it out of there.
You know, going back to Friday night, when you had the four hits, three up the middle, one to right field, and, you know, you guys are so strong, and it looked like today you kind of just reacted on the fastball. We're showing the hits on Friday night. How much does it help you track the ball the way you did with Jarrell Cotton? You get three hits up the middle, one to right field, to the point that today you just react on a fastball and pull it to left field like you hit 27 the last year.
Right. I mean, the first game of the series gave me a lot of confidence to, you know, just do some better things. I was able to let one loose today in the first inning. Before that, I really didn't know what I was doing up there. I was kind of all over the place, so I had to get back to the basics. And, you know, this series was great for us. Just today to not get swept was big. Yeah. I think we can bring that momentum into Toronto.
Yeah, Marcus, I want to ask you about Matt Chapman. Obviously, he's playing right next to you. You have not played with him a long time, but we hope that you two guys do play next to each other for a long time. But defensively and positioning and all that stuff, how long does it take to get totally comfortable with the guy playing right next to you?
Not too long. I mean, spring training, I really got to see his athleticism. He told me he played a little bit of shortstop in college, too. Yeah. So once we go into the shift with the lefties, he's over there at short, and he looks really comfortable. I mean, we know he has all the tools. He has a great arm, great range. He's got power at the plate, and he's been showcasing that.
Up next, the Athletics begin a series in Toronto against the Blue Jays on Monday.